10 Questions with Leah, we spoke to a City of McCann employee whose job was impacted by the coronavirus pandemic, but they quickly found a way to adapt.
My name is Christina Mancias, and I am the center manager at the Las Palmas Community Center. I currently serve as manager here at Las Palmas Community Center, where I oversee adult programs, youth programs, senior citizen programs. So we pretty much do a little bit of everything. We also assist with special events throughout the year at our center and as well as at the city special events. I am currently in my fifth year and third year as center manager at Las Palmas Community Center. No day is really typical here at Las Palmas. We are super busy. As soon as we open our doors every day, we have senior programs in the morning, we have youth activities in the evening, and we're about to come up on our very busy season, which is our summer programs, which start June 7th all the way until basically when school starts. So every day is pretty interesting. We have a lot going on every single day. COVID really did affect a lot of our day-to-day operations, especially with our senior programs. Our seniors have been coming to our community center for many years. This is pretty much their second home. You know, they would do their programs in the morning, and some of them would stay a little bit in the afternoon. And, you know, it was really hard on all of us because we know how important our community center was to them. They, you know, they would come during the curbside meals and ask us, when are you gonna open? When are you gonna open up? And we just didn't, you know, have an answer for them. And so we had to adjust by coming up with programs that were still engaging, we're gonna be safe for them, we're following CDC protocols, and that's where we came up with one newest programs is Car Bingo, Walking Club, and Arts and Crafts Outdoors. So we came up with these ideas so we can still be engaged with them. With a Lyft driver, I was going to a restaurant and I was talking to her, and she mentioned that she was gonna go play car bingo with her mom. And I said, what is that? What is that all about? And so that's where I got the idea of having car bingo for our seniors, and it just took off.
N41.
We didn't know how successful it would be, but we have maxed out pretty much every single car bingo here with our seniors. They love it. It's something that they look forward to every month. And, you know, that was just one of the programs that we came up with. I had posted a video of our seniors playing car bingo, and it just took off. So many positive messages came, and, you know, from all over the United States, this group is everywhere. So I had messages from North Carolina, from Pennsylvania, from Victoria, Texas, all wanting ideas of how they can run car bingo at their own departments. And we actually saw that they started in the car bingos there as well. So that was just so amazing that we could, you know, we had our program and they were able to do it at their own community centers with their senior participants. So McAllen, Texas, starting trends all over. One of my hidden talents would be I know how to play the trumpet. I started when I was sixth grade. I don't know if I can, haven't played in a while, but I'm sure I can carry a tune still. The best part of my job is that I'm able to help the community I serve and I live in. And, you know, I love being a public servant. I love what I do. I love coming to work and seeing the impact that we make in our community. Our seniors, when they come in, their smiles, our youth programs, we also offer in the evening to our kids. And they come in here and they come to Las Palmas for activities. They come for our instructors. They come because they love being here. And that's what's really important to me and I love about my job. My message would be to our community to come out to the Las Palmas Community Center, see what we have to offer, our senior programs, our youth programs, our adult programs. The great thing about our senior programs is they are all free, and you don't have to be a resident of the city of McAllen to participate, so that's really great. We have just started opening our summer programs, so we would hope that the parents would come out and register their kids for all their activities.